Well, the Rasulullah Pasan's description was given in this text. Amongst the description that has been given, لا يدفع بالسيئة السيئة. He doesn't reward an evil with an evil. ولكن يعفو ويصفح. He forgives and overlooks. Now this was a common theme in the Mubarak life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to forgive and to overlook, to forgive and to overlook in matters that related to his personal self. He would encourage others as well, but he made it a thing like binding upon himself, that no matter what wrong was done to his personal self, his whole approach was to forgive and to overlook. Then the other description that's given in the previous scriptures, he is not one that shouts in the bazaars, bil aswaq. In other words, he is a man of dignity and respect. And a bazaar and a mall is a place that people shout. They aren't careful of how they talk. They're not considerate. Yeah. Even in a place where people generally aren't concerned about their speech and their language, here also Rasulullah is very particular about his speech, his tone, and his conduct. So where they aren't concerned, if he's concerned there, then in other places, how much more careful Rasulullah ﷺ be in his speech, in his conduct, in his ways, and in his behavior. Then, the other description that has been given of him, that his ummatis will be known as the Hammad, that they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations. So you see, the amount of praises that this ummah gives in comparison to the other ummahs is far, far in excess and far greater. On every occasion they are thanking Allah Ta'ala, they get up and they thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they eat and they thank Allah Ta'ala, they come out of the bathroom and they thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In their namazes, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their dhikr and tasbihat, they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on every occasion, they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are known as the Hammadun. Then, the other description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. One is that he invites towards Allah Ta'ala. Well, that was the mission of Rasulullah and the mission of every Nabi. But together with that, wa sirajan munira, he was a brilliant lamp. Now, why did Allah Ta'ala describe him as a brilliant lamp, not as a sun? One is to say it was Shams, and one is a brilliant lamp. So the ulama have given different explanations for that. One is this, that man generally is not familiar with the sun, and he builds up a familiarity with the lamp. It's something that is accessible, he can reach it. Right? Compared against the sun, then he cannot reach it. So there isn't a familiarity, he doesn't have a familiarity with it. That is the first thing. So Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be a personality that people will be able to access. He'll be accessible. They'll be able to reach him. And number two, they will build a bond and familiarity with him. So the Sahaba Ikram would say that each person would feel himself to be very special, and he would feel that he is the favorite of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every person, the lowest or the highest, he will feel equally that I am the most favorite, I am the person that is loved most by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So each person will feel like that. Then the third thing in the lamp is this, that one lamp can light a million other lamps, whereas the sun cannot do that. You don't see the sun lighting others. But one lamp can pass on its fire, its light, to million other lamps, right? Without it decreasing in the least. You won't see now the lamp lit so many other fires and lamps, therefore it's decreased in its light, in its brilliance. So that it will be Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallam will pass on this light, and like a lamp passes on its light from one lamp to the other, and the third and the fourth. So Rasulullah Pak Sallam will be also such. His light will be passed on. Say in the hadith that Kana Banu Israel Tasusuhum Al-Anbiya. The Anbiya used to run the affairs, and they used to administer the affairs of the Bani Israel. Kullama halaka nabiyun khalafahu nabiyun. One Nabi passes away, then another Nabi succeeds him. Wala nabiyya ba'di, but there is no Nabi to come after me. Walakin yakunu al-khulafa fayakthirun. But there will be khulafa that will succeed me, and this khulafa will be in abundance. There won't be just one successor that I will have. I will have successors coming in abundance. So you see, at any given time, there is someone that is succeeding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his knowledge, in his ilm, in piety, in righteousness, in virtue, in reviving deen. There is someone that is succeeding in all parts of the world, at all times. There is someone that is doing it. From that time till now, when you compare that time to this era, so you can't make out which era is superior. Can't say which era is superior. Like the hadith says, this ummah is like a rain. You cannot say now which part of the rain was better, the first part, the earlier part of the rain, or the latter part of the rain. Like the earlier part was great, so is the later part of the rain. Both are equally beneficial and great. So this was the effect of that sirajam munira, that he is a light, and that light passes on. You don't see now that 100th light that was burning is dimmer than the first light. And the first light was also brilliant, but the 100th light was also brilliant. Now that's the excellence and the beauty of the light Rasulullah SAW passed on to the Sahaba Ikram, and they passed on to the Tabi'in, so forth and so on. Like it was brilliant in the early Zamana, it is brilliant and it is shining in the latter Zamana as well. So the light continues. Then the fifth thing that ulama explain about Siraj al-Munira is Mawlana Qasim Nanutwi rahmatullahi says that this light is still glorious and it is still brilliant with that light by him going under the surface of this earth, that light hasn't decreased in any way. People think now that light has decreased. No, the light hasn't decreased. Like it was, it is so up till now. In fact, now the flame of that light is even more fierce. So he gives an example. He says, take a candle and you'll burn the candle, right? So you'll find that there is a glow in that, right? There is a glow on that. But when you cover that candle or you cover that wig with a glass lantern, right? Now, how's the glow? Is it more fierce or is it the same? It becomes stronger, doesn't it? It becomes stronger. So when Rasulullah went into the surface of, into the surface of this world, as though his light has become more concentrated. Now that the light has become more concentrated, you cannot say that the light and the glow of Rasulullah is anyway lower and lesser. Now that is the light. The light is still there. The light is still strong. It's not weakened, it's not dimmed. But now the question is that how do we, if we want that to receive that light from Rasulullah, how do we receive it? Sirajam Munira. He is a Sirajam Munira, he is that lamp. And everybody wants to benefit. Everybody wants to benefit from that light. In accordance to how much you benefit from that light, so much you progress. That's the only way that is available to this ummah, that you draw from that light of Rasulullah, and in accordance to how much you draw, so much will you progress. But the question is that how do you draw from that light of Rasulullah if you need to progress, then how much and how should you draw from that Mubarak light of Rasulullah? So here there are three requisites. One is the emulation of the sunnah of Rasulullah, following Rasulullah. Then inculcating his love. And number three is reciting Durood Sharif in abundance. So one who recites Durood Sharif in abundance, he brings about the love of Rasulullah in his heart. And number three is he emulates and follows Rasulullah. So now he will gain that proximity to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he gains that proximity to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so he is drawing more from that light. The light is available to one and all. But now in accordance to the fuel that you have, right, and the wig that you have, your glow and your brilliance will be greater. Now the glow and the brilliance become great as you emulate, you love, and you recite Durood Sharif to Rasulullah in abundance. The more you recite, the more the love will increase, the more the love will increase, and then you'll find that your affinity with him is greater. And that affinity is greater, now you'll find that there's a bond between you and Rasulullah. Though you are here, but you will feel as though you have got a line with Rasulullah, though you are far, far and a distant away, but you still feel a bond as though there is a line, you are in line with him. You are connected to him. You don't feel that you are disconnected. He is separate, he is a separate entity and you are a separate entity. Rather you feel you are connected to him. So now this is the way that you will draw from that light. You enhance your love by reciting Durood Sharif in abundance. Simple way. You will increase your love by reciting Durood Sharif in abundance. As you read Durood Sharif in abundance, you will find your love is increasing. Your love is increasing, now you'll find a bond between you. So that is why you'll find that these Ahlullah and Awliya, then no matter what problems and difficulties they may be in, but you'll find a feeling of serenity over them, a feeling of peace and tranquility over them, because they enjoy this type of support, you see. Like a child who is being warned by someone, threatened by someone, and he's got his father, and his father is a powerful person, right? So is he concerned about that person that is warning and threatening and frightening? Why? is what his father around. And if you've got 20, 30 police around you, and someone tries to say, no, I will get you. So what you say? Get away, man, get away. Don't play around, don't kid around. Won't you say that? Why? Because you got so much of security. You got, you are so firmly guarded. Now, if you got Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi on your side, then will you feel afraid? Will you feel miserable? Will you feel uneasy? Will you feel perturbed? You won't feel it. Like you had your father on your side, you felt so strong, right? Now you had a security around you, then you feel so much more strong. You've got the king around you, prime minister around you, then how much stronger you feel? Okay? You've got the king around you, police, the king, the prime minister around you, then you've got thousands of security, right? So if someone, one child comes with stones, hey, I'll hit you. What do you do? See? You'll feel scared about him. You don't feel scared about it. Say, get lost. Only say, get lost. Huh? So now, you got Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the king of the kings. When you've got him as the pillar of your support, then what do you need? You won't feel that you are left alone. You won't feel that you are isolated. You won't feel that you are stranded. You won't feel that you've got no pillar of support. So now build your affinity and you're born with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No matter where you are, you will find the pillar of support. So now these are some simple ways of reciting Durood Sharif. For a start, what we can do, people like us, we are weak, we don't have that type of initiative, we don't have that type of motivation. Then this Durood Sharif that has been recorded here, perhaps that Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabil Ummi, وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. What's the words? What's the first word? كما صليت على آل إبراهيم. That's all. إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So even if we read for the beginning, say we read three times after every namaz, but with that concentration, with that devotion, with that focus, that this Durood Sharif is very, very, very special, and it's being conveyed to Rasulullah Pasan via the Malaika, like how you are telephoning, right? So you say, my message is being conveyed to my brother through the satellite, right? So what is satellite compared to the malaika? A satellite is nothing. Satellite is a toy. Here you got the malaika. Here you've got MTN. Here you got malaika. Compared to the malaika, the MTN is empty, yeah? Right? Compared to the malaika, really, compared to the malaika, they are empty. So you are the malaika. Malaika can't fail. The MTN sometime on satellite crashed or something, some malfunction. Then you say there is no reception. Reception is very weak, right? Yeah, you can't say malaika weak. Can you say malaika weak? No. And you can't say that in this place now there is no reception. It's too down the ditch here, so you can't get any reception. Yeah. So that MTN can put you into a deception by not giving you a reception. The malaika, they won't give you deception, they won't deceive you. This thing will deceive you. So you got the malaika on your side, and the hadith is saying it, that inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard. Allah Ta'ala has got malaika. The malaika, they are looking for anybody reciting Durood Sharif. So that Durood Sharif is read with love, not just now, Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad, innaka hamidun majid, finish, kalas. No, don't do it like that. It's a special message you are conveying to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Like someone is married now and he went for a holiday, right, alone with some group of friends. His wife is here and he knows that his wife is going to grumble and mumble and all that. So what he'll do? He'll instruct the florist, you know, that Mr. Florist, you take this flower here. That flower will be 500 rand and decorate it like this. And see that you give it to my family in this way, right? So you don't just say, just take one bunch of flowers and go and throw it there by the house there. You don't just do it that way. You say, you know, it's a very special thing. It's a very special thing, so it must be given to her in a special way. In the same manner, when you need tea, right, and she needs to serve you tea, right, she won't take one mug that is serving all the maids and all that and put the tea there in the mug and serve it to you. Will you appreciate that? Say she just put it one in the maid's mug and she serves you the tea. Or better still, if she put it one jam tin and give you... So when you want something special, right, you want it in a certain way. Now, even if you're doing it three times, three Durood Sharifs, after every namaz, but with respect, with love, with concentration, with dedication, with the choice words, and with that feeling in mind that Allah Pak is sending, conveying this message. And if it is on a Friday, then it's going direct. No malaika, it's going straight. It's going straight, it's reaching Rasulullah straight. As you're conveying the Durood Sharif, and it's going direct to Rasulullah Pak, what else you need? On other days, or it is going through the malaika. But on a Friday, it's going direct to Rasulullah Pak. So now, what else you want? It's a direct line you've got. You've got a special line on a Friday. You know, like how they have specials. Here, the Friday special is that the Durood Sharif is going special, it's going straight to Rasulullah Pak. So in this way, you will build a bond between yourself and Rasulullah Pak. And I tell you, everybody needs that. As you grow in life, then you need a pillar of support, you need security. You see, we didn't build that security, right? Because we didn't build the security, then you need to take out insurance, third party, then you need to take out a hospital plan, you need to take out accident plan, you need to take out old age plan. Now these people are taking out funeral plan. Why are they doing this? Because they don't have any security. Right, they don't have any security. Therefore, after they take out so many plans and so many securities, they still feel insecure. A motor car plan, right, a house plan, a third party plan, a loan that is not paid, they take out a security for that. So many plans and so many securities they take up, but still they don't feel secure. Why? The root of the problem is this, that where they're supposed to secure themselves, they didn't secure themselves. They need to secure themselves with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They need to secure themselves with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They didn't secure themselves. Now, the more plans they're taking out, the more insecure they are feeling. But had they done the simple thing, secured themselves with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then no matter where they were, but they secured themselves. They secured themselves, they guarded themselves. Now they feel absolutely secure. They don't feel that we are left now in the abeyance now. There's nobody for us. No matter where you are, but you still feel secure. You feel strong, you feel secure. No, I've got my Rasulullah Pasam with me. I've got him here. So when you feel like that, then you feel a feeling of security. You feel so strong. Right? Don't you feel strong? If you got your father around, don't you feel strong? With your parents around with you, don't you feel strong? You feel strong, you feel secure. So if you got a guard and a security, you feel more strong. You got the prime minister with you, you feel even more strong. But if you got Rasulullah Basam with you, then you can't explain the level of security that you'll feel. Your heart is strong, your mind is strong, everything in you is strong. Even if a lion has to come across, you don't feel any fear. Because you know now, you've got Rasulullah Wasallam, then you'll have so much of strength, you'll have so much of security, so much of protection, nothing can pass you. Nothing can pass you. So, this is where we are lacking today, that we don't have that type of affection and that type of affinity with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the easy way is to emulate him and to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. And a simple way that we can start off is, three times, with affection, with love, with muhabbat. This after every namaz, and you can close your eyes to gain the type of concentration. And I'm sending my Durood Sharif to my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah Ta'ala, do send this, please. this most beautiful Durood Sharif, this most sweet Durood Sharif, this most beautiful Durood Sharif, you convey to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let it be a means for the coolness of his eyes. So with that frame of mind, you're reading Durood Sharif. Now you'll see a light in your heart. You'll find a bond between you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll find a connection. Are you getting connected? See, you're getting connected. So as you're getting connected now, you become more secure. You become more secure, now you want to progress in deen. One sunnah came in, second sunnah came in. Now you're seeing, if you're a married person, then you're seeing an enjoyment in your home. You find light in your home, right? You're finding help coming to you from unknown sources. Then you're encouraging your wife and your children also to do the same, to read the Durood Sharif, whether they are at home, whether they are in the masjid, wherever they are, but they're reciting Durood Sharif like how you are reciting it. So they also find a feeling of happiness. They find a feeling of security. They find a feeling of protection. See, but you must start it off. Now we know the virtue, but then what we don't do is we don't follow it up. After knowing the virtue, then we don't follow it up. So a simple thing, read the Durood Sharif. If you can't do everything, but at least start off with this after every namaz, then with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your love, you know, put that love in your heart. Put that love, and with that love now you are conveying the Durood Sharif to Rasulullah and see how it will turn out. What will happen to your heart? There will be a whole transformation. Your whole outlook will be different. You won't be looking at deen or Rasulullah like how you are looking. Now you look at him differently. Your love will increase, your muhabbat will increase. So just start off with three. Those that have got time and have got more strength and energy, then do it 10 times. If you can't do it after the namaz, then do it before the namaz. But just do it. Previously I said, do istighfar. The istighfar must carry on. At least 1 minute do that istighfar, so that your heart gets some polish. It gets some shine. If there is any rust, any dirt that settled on your heart because of the day's activity, so at least you washed your heart out. You try clean the heart out. Then, after that istighfar is over, then at least 3 times. Those that have got more time, have got no pressure, or in the namazes that you've got more time, same some namaz you've got less time, then you read 3. And those namazes that you've got more time, then after namaz or before namaz, read 10 times. How easy it is. But what a great bargain you are striking. What a great bargain. You're building a rapport with Rasulullah SAW. You're building a connection with Rasulullah SAW. Someone got a contact in the SARS office. He's got a SARS office. You know, you're paying taxes now. He's got a contact there, right? And he can pull out any file. Now you have to pay 1 million and he pull out the file, everything is finished. See? So how boastful that person becomes. Hey, I got a contact there in that office. I can pull out any file. I can, you know, even if it's 2 million taxes, I can just wipe it off so easily. Why I got a contact? So if you got a contact with Rasulullah Pasam, then how much more proud will you be? With a small thing like 1 million rand, nothing. The whole world was created for the sake of Rasulullah Pasam. Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe for the sake of Rasulullah Pasam. So when it is the reason for existence, Rasulullah is the reason for your existence, right? So when you've got a contact with him, then what do you want? With a small little SARS office you got, and you feel so proud about yourself, that person is shifted, someone else comes and takes his place, then your contact is broken. Again now, start off, naye naam se shuru karo. You gave him 1 million rand to see him, right? Now another person came, now give him 1 million rand. And here, it's a contact and a connection that is lasting. Lawlaka lahalakal aflaq, the hadith says, lawlaka lahalakal aflaq. Even though the muhaddiseen have got some kalam on this hadith, but they say the meaning of the hadith is sabit, is proven. Right. So a simple way, very simple, effective way, read that Durood Sharif with that feeling, with that concentration, with that love, with that fervor, with that type of spirit, not just It is not just recitation and you are just repeating a few words, not like that. But a deep, deep love, even though it may be just 1 minute you are reciting after namaz or before namaz. The namaz is that you got more time, read more Durood Sharif. The namaz is that you got less time, at least, minimum, at least three. At least three. And then you will see, in your whole life, there will be a difference. It's not the same person. It's not the same life. It's not the same color. It's not the same taste. The taste is increasing. So as I say, as we grow and progress in life, the more we progress in life, the more security we need. The more we progress in life, the more security we need, right? As you were small, then you didn't think about a hospital plan. You didn't think of a motor car plan. You didn't think of an old age plan. You didn't think of a home plan. Now, as you age now, 30 now, hey, I need to have a motor car plan. Then now 40 now, I need to have a hospital plan. See? Then you know 50 now, you need a plan for an old age, right? We're not talking of whether it's haram or halal. That's a different thing. But you feel so insecure without the plan. But now when you have built up like this, now wherever you go, you feel secure, you feel strong. You've got a security, you've got a backing, you've got a pull of support to lean against. So what a simple thing, and we just disregard this. What a simple thing, and we disregard it. You've seen that other incident. That man used to recite Durood Sharif to Rasulullah Pak Sarsam. Though he was a sinner, his face turned black, and the dua and the barakat of Rasulullah Pak Sarsam, and his face became radiant. Don't you see that incident? He was doing wrong, whatever wrong he was doing, but at the need, at the time of need, Rasulullah Pak Sarsam's dua had reached him. His dua had reached him, and it bailed him out. So, what was the hidden reason? The reason was his Durood Sharif. So you recite this Durood Sharif, gradually your love will be enhanced. You will want to emulate him, you want to follow him. But provided that Durood Sharif is done in that spirit, in that frame of mind. Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Naseeb Kare.